Even on a difficult day, people in northern Lebanon can still say at least they are not in Iraq. You can learn a lot about life in Baghdad just by trying to commute there. And NPR's Ann Garrels has this postcard from the Iraqi capital.
4 years after the U.S. invasion, there are still no working traffic lights. So it's left to the traffic police to control the insane intersections. No one pays attention. Traffic cop Muhammad Abbas is unarmed and too frightened to take on Baghdad road rage. 129 of his colleagues have been killed in Baghdad since the invasion, another 300 injured. Armed convoys ram through the crowded streets, forcing cars onto the sidewalks. American Humvees, Western hired guns providing security for contractors and diplomats. Iraqi security convoys or Iraqi officials with as many as 14 chase cars bristling with armed bodyguards. At the sight of an oncoming convoy, Muhammad just backs off.
The Americans have priority. We can't stop them or delay them because we would get into big trouble. If they are delayed, they shoot randomly. One of my colleagues was wounded because the Americans shot him.
He just wants the Americans to get past as fast as possible.
We're afraid terrorists will hit them, hurting everyone else in the area.
This is exactly what happened yesterday. Armed men attacked a U.S. convoy in the center of Baghdad. In the resulting crossfire, two civilian vehicles caught fire. Shaken witnesses say as many as 4 people were killed and 11 badly wounded. Police Corporal Mohammed Selman says his worst nightmare is when 2 competing convoys converge at his intersection.
In this case, I don't know what to do. If I let the Americans pass, I get into trouble with the other convoy. If I let the other convoy go through first, the Americans turn on me.
Baghdad is divided by the Tigris River. Last month, insurgents blew up a key bridge. Bombs tore through 2 more bridges linking Baghdad with the province of Diyala to the northwest. Pointing to the bridges on a map, Salim Amr, a translator for NPR, says most still standing are either closed or too dangerous.
Eldora Bridge, which is down south, very dangerous neighborhood, gonna go through almost no government territory. The only bridges that working and safe is Jumhuriye. Majority of time it's closed. Here you're gonna go through Haifa Street.
The Americans say they've now secured Haifa Street, but Salim is leery. As a Shiite, Salim also avoids a bridge near the Sunni enclave of Adamiya, and if he can, he avoids the Jadriya Bridge, too.
Firefights start anytime, fake checkpoints, sectarian checkpoints, anytime.
That pretty much leaves one bridge which most drivers consider the safest. There are 3 police checkpoints, but driver Hakim says they do nothing to improve security. It's taken him an hour just to get across the river. He says being stuck isn't just annoying, it's plain scary.
We sit and look at the other drivers, wondering if they will blow themselves up. Here on the bridge, there's no escape. I can't swim.
It turns out today he was lucky. Not long after he got across the bridge, it was closed down for hours. And then there's the interminable wait to get gas. Cars and tempers overheat in the long lines. Mustafa Salah, a student, sweats it out, waiting for friends to bring him some water. He's been in line for 4 hours, and there's no end in sight.
When the fuel truck arrived with supplies this morning, the workers distributed gas to people they know, ignoring those of us in line.
It's not just simple corruption. Who can buy gas is determined by which armed men stand near the pumps. Sometimes the Iraqi army manages the station, letting friends in the Shiite militias slide in. Sometimes the militias themselves take over the pumps. Traffic policeman Muhammad doesn't tangle with them.
We cannot touch them.
He says the militias are stronger than the government. Student Mustafa, back in the line, says he sets out every day with a prayer. He begs there will be an end to chaos on the streets. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.